today on the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
If you are fortunate enough to be in a position where you're at a school with some name recognition, take advantage of it and do something other, you know, do something to get your name out there and do something different to stand out.
Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym.
Turn my headphones up!
Let's eliminate the will to win and think about the will to prepare to win.
That's how winning is done.
It's about being a great teammate. It's about being accountable to one another. It's about being tough. It's about doing the right things for each other, but it's about doing it every day.
This is Reese Davis from ESPN, and you're listening to the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
Thanks for tuning in to our effort to bring timely, relevant micro clinics to coaches all across the world. Hey guys, this is Rich, and we truly value you, our listeners, and your support of the Pure Sweat Basketball Show. We have set up a call-in voicemail number that will allow you to ask questions for Alan, Drew, and myself, or you can answer a question we pose on an episode for your chance to be featured on the show. This week's question is, what is something unique that you do during the preseason to help your team prepare for the upcoming season? Just call in to 815-408-1232 and either state your question and who you would like to have answer it, or share your answer to the question we just posed. We appreciate you listening. Today's show is brought to you by Dr. Dish, the machine that continues to innovate. Check out their new revolutionary skill builder program at drdishbasketball.com and mention this podcast to Dr. Dish to receive an exclusive discount on your next purchase. In this episode, we continue with our series from this year's Rising Coaches Conference. Rising Coaches Elite is an organization that aims to facilitate the learning, growth, and networking opportunities within the coaching profession. They are a grassroots organization created for coaches by coaches that offers assistance to support staff members like directors of basketball operations, video coordinators, graduate assistants, student managers, and so on. These are the coaches who will guide us into the future of basketball. In this installment, we listen to a short excerpt from the presentation given by Adam Gordon. Adam is one of the founding members of Rising Coaches Elite and is currently an assistant coach at Southeast Missouri State. Previously, he spent time coaching at Central Florida Community College, Clemson, Mississippi State, and Northern Colorado. He gave a great presentation about what areas coaches should think about in our profession, and this excerpt is an important one about knowing what your image says about you and how to control it.
I'll start with like image and brand and all that. The first thing is like these polos we wear, right? You got a logo on the side of it, and you get judged based on this logo. First of all, don't be that guy that judges based on like the logo on these shirts, okay? Everyone makes, like anytime you meet someone, you're constantly judging them. That's just what humans do. Don't judge by these shirts. Now, with that said, you are going to be judged by the logo on your shirt and understand that, and that's fine. It is what it is. Brandon was talking about it earlier, like how he went to the Rockets and all of a sudden people are hitting him up and treating him differently and it bothered him. It doesn't bother me. I don't know. It just doesn't. It's human nature and it is what it is. Just understand these shirts are rented. That's the Herm Edwards line when he talks to the NFL rookie camp. Like, these jerseys are rented. They're not owned. Like, your polos that you wear with the little logo on it, those are rented too. And if you are lucky enough to get in a situation where you have like the Clemson Tiger Paw on your shirt, or like you got Dayton on your shirt or Murray State, you know, or something like that, take advantage of it. Because even though you're not any better, or like, you know, Brandon was talking about he was with the Rockets, so they treated him differently, but he was the same guy and he wasn't any better than he was 2 weeks prior, you're looked at up like you're just given an advantage. You're just looked at differently. So take advantage of that. If people want to look at you differently, by all means. And to be honest, like, we started Rising Coaches when I was at Clemson. And we had an unbelievable support staff. Andy Farrell was our video coordinator. I was the GA. And Trey Meyer was one of our managers. And we got to be close with Mike Fly, who is the video coordinator at Florida State, and we just got to know him because we played them all the time and did film back in the day when they had film exchange. We did film exchange with them. And let's see, who else? There, Adam Cohen was the video coordinator at USC. And so we all had, like, real fancy polos. And we started Rising Coaches when we were all in those positions. If I was at SEMO, like, no one knows what SEMO is. They see this all the time. They're like, they have no clue, which is fine. If I was at SEMO and we tried to start Rising Coaches, I don't know if Rising Coaches is, like, still going and it's as big as it is today. But, like, people saw that, like, ooh, Clemson and Florida State and USC, is they're teaming up to put together this, like, event. So I want to be a part of it. And it was the first year, so we kind of needed that, you know. But there's nothing wrong with taking – like, if you are fortunate enough to be in a position where you're at a school with some name recognition, take advantage of it. And do something other – you know, do something to get your name out there. And do something different to stand out. Rising Coaches, like Rich this morning was talking about separators. Like, Rising Coaches was our separator. Is that what he called it? Did I use the right term? Okay. All right, some other things with, like, your image and your brand and all that stuff. Your appearance. So you have a – you're, like, all exuding some sort of brand or image, right? Whether you know it or not. Like, right now you guys are all wearing – we're all wearing the coaching uniform. So if I saw you at a gas station, I'd be like, that guy coaches basketball probably. Or he's going to play golf. But we all have an image, so – if you show up, like, we had a manager who always showed up and his hair was messed up and, like, he never shaved and, like, I think his eyes were just bloodshot. I think he just had bloodshot eyes. But he looked like he was hungover all the time. And I don't think the kid even drank. But, like, he just had this image and we would always, like, give him hell about, oh, did you have a late night last night? And he's like, no, I just didn't cut my hair. But, you know, that's fine. And then you got guys who show up maybe to this thing or to the Final Four or whatever, and they're wearing, like, tucked-in shirt or a sports coat and dress shoes, and you're like, oh, man, that guy's, like, really professional. But it's the same dude. Maybe they don't, but they just give that experience, that appearance off. We had a guy, James Brown, who came and spoke. He was a sponsor for this event, and he spoke early on. And he had a company called World of Alpha. Still has it. It's a suit company. And James Brown, I was blown away by him. I didn't know who he was. Andy Farrell knew him and got him to come speak. And I was really impressed with him. So he came and to Mississippi State when I was there and talked to our team every year. And he would talk about image. So James, like, wore a three-piece suit every day of his life. I'm pretty sure he wakes up, like, in a three-piece suit. And so, like, immediately you think, like, this guy's really successful. Like, that's just – and he talks about it. His whole thing's about branding. And as soon as you see him, he's like, I wear this so that when I walk around and you guys see me, I want you to think I'm successful. And then he uses, like, he has a very big vocabulary. He uses big words. So you assume that he's really smart. He might not be smart. He might just have memorized some big words. But, like, that's the impression you get of him. And then this part was crazy. This blows my mind still to this day. He's like, I surround myself with beautiful women because I want you guys to think I'm cool. I'm like, first of all, how do you surround yourself with beautiful? I've been trying to do that my whole life. but that's, I mean, that's what he did. And this guy, like, first of all, he is great. He is cool and professional and smart and all that stuff. But he might not be. It could all be a big, but because his appearance is like, just think about you. Just something to think about. What does your appearance say about you? Okay. And it even goes to, like, okay, were you at TGI Fridays last night, like, doing shots at the bar? There's nothing wrong with that. I enjoy a good shot every now and then. But so if you're doing that, then I'm going to assume, hey, that guy likes to have fun. He's a fun dude. He likes to party. He's a little wild, but, like, he likes to have a good time. Are you taking a ton of notes at this thing? Are you asking a ton of questions? All of that says something about your personality. So just something to be aware of. And in this business, like, perception is reality to an extent. Okay, so you got this image and you're trying to get jobs and you know, we're going to, you know, there's all kinds of people that you encounter when you play, when you go to the Final Four, when you go to conferences. And there's all kinds of people in this business that, like, you know, but you really don't know. Like, you've met them and you know their name and you know where they work and you've hung out with them maybe a little bit, but you really don't know the person. But that's still important, like that image, that, like, how people see you. You can use that to your advantage. One more, like, brief example. Adam Cohen. I don't know if you guys know Adam Cohen, but he helped. He's one of the guys that helped start this thing. Adam Cohen has worked at, he started as a manager, all that stuff. But he's worked at USC. He's worked at Rice. He's worked at Harvard. He's worked at Vanderbilt and Stanford. All right, what did all those places have in common? High academic schools. So, like, you just assume, like, he's a high academic dude, right? Now, he is smart, but, like, he could be – I mean, I could have done that. Not that I could have had those jobs, but what if I did that? I'm not very smart. But you could assume that I'm really smart because I've worked at all these places. So just understand that everything about you, it says something about you. You have an image that you're constantly portraying, and it is sending out a message to everybody who's out there. When you go recruiting, so, like, I'm fortunate enough to be on the road now. After, like, 10 years of being in support staff, I finally got an assistant coaching job. So when you go on the road and you're recruiting at these events in July and in April, that's another, like, big area where you see a bunch of coaches at one point. And, you know, you're there to do a job and watch recruits, but you're also there, like, I mean, you're just there with hundreds of other coaches, so you're going to network a little bit and talk to them. So your appearance there is important. Do you have bad breath? Like, there's guys, you meet them, and the guy might have, like, terrible breath, and you're always going to think of that dude as, like, man, that guy smells bad. So think about that. Maybe carry around some gum. You know, there's all kinds of little things that it's just something you need to be aware of, and it's really easy to control is your image. And it is important, and, you know, reputation is huge in this business, and perception, to an extent, is reality.
There you have it. I loved this presentation, and I think this topic is something we should all think about. If you like what Adam had to say here, you can connect with him on Twitter. His handle is Coach Adam Gordon. If you'd like to learn more about Rising Coaches Elite, the best way to connect with them is to follow them on Twitter. Their handle is Rising Coaches. You can also check them out at risingcoacheselite.com. That's it for today. Thanks for joining us, and keep making a difference. Don't forget, if you are in the market for a shooting machine, mention this podcast to Dr. Dish and receive an exclusive discount on your purchase.